T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, you can join me this Saturday from noon to 3 at Slackers in Fort Lauderdale for the Dos Equis Watch Party. You watch the Canes in Pittsburgh, enjoy Dos Equis specials, chance to win a 60-gallon Igloo cooler, and register to win 2 tickets to the college football semifinal playoff game at the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. That is this Saturday, noon to 3 at Slackers in Fort Lauderdale.
We're going to have some good college games coming up here because all the big guys in their conference are going to start playing each other here pretty soon, including – everybody looking forward. I think Wisconsin still, they'll bounce back and still have a good season, but I think everybody wants to see Ohio State. There are all those teams in the Big Ten, which looks to be a really good conference. Michigan hung around. They didn't win, but they hung around and had a chance, right? Had a chance in there and couldn't score when they got in the red zone and everything else. But, yeah, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. And we got a little NBA news before the start of the season this week. Deion Waiters, a one-game suspension. I'm curious, and they keep their business. Listen, nobody keeps their business out of the media better than the Miami Heat. Nobody. Matter of fact, Eric Spoelstra's really downplayed it, whatever was said, what Deion Waiters said to him. Wasn't happy with his 10 minutes and 10th guy off the to play in the game and 2 points and 2 rebounds. But good old UD said, no, this isn't going to work. We got to get this worked on. Riley's watching it from the top. Riley had final say and said, I'm not tolerating. I saw what you did. Asked questions, saw what was said. Can't happen. Not going to happen on this team. That's not the way we do it. You got the James Johnson situation, which – I don't know how that's – they got two guys they gave a lot of money to. And now Deion Waiters, on top of everything else, comes out on Instagram after he finds out he's been suspended. I would win if I had Braun and Wade plus Bosch.
Oh, God.
So you decide, because you have a disagreement, not happy about being suspended and losing a little bit under $100,000 for the game. You're not happy, and I understand you have to be happy. What makes guys go to social media to take shots where, I mean, you're not going to win. Maybe Spoelstra guy, whatever. I've heard stuff. I can tolerate, but Riley ain't tolerating that.
No way.
Riley, when somebody told him, because Pat would never see it, but somebody that covers, he cover everybody and all their players, and going, hey, Pat, we got this coming in. After you told Deion he was suspended for a game, he went on Instagram and took a shot. It's not a good shot at the coach. I mean, it's one thing if a fan says, yeah, I ain't buying he's that good a coach, because we still hear it. Braun, Wade, and Bosch, hell, I could beat. You give me those guys and some of those supporting guys, hell, I could win with that group.
You could also see when someone likes comments on social media and puts a little heart mark
too.
And all the trade or wave Deion comments that were coming on this post, and he's liking all of them.
Okay, so he wants out.
He wants
out. If you say you like a comment that somebody makes, or you know somebody likes or dislikes somebody, and you go, yeah, I'm glad to see you ripping them too. I like it. Well, then you got a problem. And so this Deion Waiters thing is going to be interesting. And I had asked Ira this. I said, does he think he's got a lot of value in the open market? Ira predicted this was going to happen. Right. Ira Winderman said something's not going to work. Deion already came out and said, I want to start. Like everybody else is like, hey, whatever the team wants. He goes, no, hell no. I want to start. I want to be back. I want to be a big part of this thing. And then after that, he finds himself at the end of the bench coming in on some cleanup minutes and didn't have very nice things. Obviously, if it's conduct detrimental, because I've seen him in football, got a pretty good idea what guys say to the coach to either get you kicked off the team or suspended, whichever. including a guy that was blowing plays up yesterday, Jordan Phillips. Right. He did a conduct detrimental.
Oh, I wish he was still doing conduct detrimental for this team.
I'm watching that guy at 6'6", 340 pounds run around yesterday, and he's become their defensive tackle pass rusher, even ahead of their number one pick, Ed Oliver.
Right.
And Jordan's about 50 pounds heavier than Ed Oliver. Maybe 50, maybe 60 pounds, and he moves like Ed Oliver. And you get now all of it with him, right? He's got some dog in him, as people go, like, you got to have a little dog in you. Well, he's got it. Dolphins couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle it. Got in an argument with his coach, and that was it. Get rid of him.
God.
Which, I don't believe in that. Like, listen, man, I'm willing to – I don't know what kind of coach I'd be, but I'd be willing to put up with some crap from guys.
You know? They're that good?
And I tell my assistants, come in here. All right, we got to make it work. Come in and bring the coordinator in. We'll make it work. He's good. He's good when he wants to play. Make him want to play. Do something.
He's fitting in well in Buffalo. I don't know if he'd ever be that good of a player here.
Got a one-year extension.
He's fitting in well in Buffalo.
You're wondering how he was able to do this in contract year, and he's jumping up and down, and our guys were all up there looking, going, I wonder if he acts like this every game, or is this just a Dolphin thing? He, you know, he's playing great. Blew up a key play yesterday when we had a chance to go up two scores in Buffalo, and he makes the play before the interception that knocks you back, and just came up the middle like he was about 5'10", 180 pounds with the quickness that he had.
He got six sacks on the season now, five going into that game. He had one.
He had four. I think he had four sacks. And did he get one yesterday?
Yeah, he got the one.
So anyway, yeah, he was pretty good. But this Deion Waiters thing, man, it's not good. But I don't know what they can do. And if he's going to be disgruntled, they can't have him around the team.
You get what you can.
Not even UD can handle that.
No, and that's a problem. And because he's usually kind of the sheriff in that locker room. And if he's saying there's an issue with this and somebody needs to budge, I don't know if a conversation is going to be enough to make Deion happy. He wants to play, and there's a possibility he's not a starter. So what happens then?
He might be, if he's ninth guy, if he's a 10-minute game guy, unless somebody gets injured, then he moves up. He's just not going to be happy with
that. No, all season
You can
long.
Get the UD, hey, man, we have to do this as a team. You know, I've sacrificed. We all got to sacrifice. Deion Waiters doesn't look like he wants to be one of those sacrifice guys.
No, he's a hell no.
I'm here to score, get all my shots. I'm here to play, and I need to start, too.
I'm healthy. I lost weight. Exactly what you wanted me to do. I'm back, and now I'm the ninth guy on the bench. That's not going to go for
me. Who knows? So I'm really curious to see how this will play out with the Miami Heat. And what they can do. These contracts are guaranteed, and what you do, and can you move them? I don't know. I have no idea. But it's one thing to have a blow-up with a coach, apologize later, hey, man, I'm sorry, I lost it, I was just salty, had a chance to think about it, I want to apologize to the whole team and coach to you. But when you follow it up by going to social media and pulling Antonio Brown special, it's a bad look, man. More guys do it, too. This is just...
It's the world we live in. That's a problem.
Like RIUD, I told UD he's going to be making a lot of money as a culture guy and talking about, you know, playing together as a team and knowing your role and all that stuff. But UD knows when you go to Instagram and you go to social media and you want everybody to know, the truth will come out. Whatever. What's that always too? What's that mean? The truth will come out. What? I'm not exactly sure what that means. It's incredible. Another guy that may need to look in the mirror is Deion Waiters.
Well,
may have to look in the mirror, but you start taking a shot about your coach basically overrated.
No, it's over.
And then, like, get me out of here. And
liking posts where it says waive him or trade him, and he's liking those. Pat Riley right now is trying to field any phone calls he can for Deion Waiters.
You know, he's another guy, too, that should stay off social media. Because remember when they were fat-shaming him?
Right.
And he was really bothered by it?
He got really upset by it.
Like, I don't understand. This goes for Justice and all the guys, whether they're dealing with mental health stuff or not. I will never understand. If it bothers you, get rid of it. If you can't handle, like if you're Deion Waiters, you're going to have a lot of Heat fans taking shots at you, especially now. Like you ain't fitting into those fans' culture that they're aware of. They're not going to like you. So maybe – instead of reacting to it and getting all, because I remember when he was getting fat shamed, he was really bothered,
was
you know,
pissed.
And it, but like, get off social media. You can't have it both ways, though. You can't have a million followers or 500,000 followers or 20 million followers. You can't be sensitive about it. And then, like, I got a whole bunch of likes on this. I got a whole bunch of people following me. But, man, it really pisses me off, and I'm affected by it. Get off it. Don't do it.
Best advice I've probably heard in a while. If you can't handle it, get off it.
I don't know who tells him that. Like, who is that come?
That should come.
I'm guessing Riley's not a social media guy.
No, but he knows about it. He's no dummy. He knows what's going on in social media. So at this point, he should say something to him.
We got guys who work full time.
Right.
I got people just follow what they call the hot guys, the guys that stay active on it, keep an eye on them and go, hey, not a good look, man. You're taking a shot at the print media guy or shot at that coach. Hey, you know what? Are you done? All right, no more, right? I mean,
what opened your eyes more than when we went to go see Wade and Haslam at that 800 degrees? We went up there to their restaurant and you saw the crew that Wade has. He's got like a social media crew, photographer, guy for social media. He's got everything. A lot of these guys have that. I don't know if Dion's got that. Maybe it's different.
Obviously he doesn't.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Dwayne, no matter what was going on, never did anything. Even when he likes something and it's like he's not in the middle of it, he's just kind of following it where it's, I'm in, but like that guy, he is corporate savvy.
Right.
Call him.
He needs a team.
Yeah. Anyway, it will be interesting as they get ready to start the season here, and it's going to be fun to see how they look. But
first team that calls with a decent offer for Deion, he's shipped out. That's Pat Riley right there.
What if there isn't one?
That's the problem. I don't think there is.
I mean,
He's got no value. Deion's got no value right now.
This doesn't help.
Comes off being injured and fat.
Well.
That's what he was. He was big.
I don't think that's the problem now because he's in shape.
No, it's different now.
Zach,
he's got an attitude now. Yeah.
Disgruntled doesn't work. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. We have Manny Diaz on earlier. We're going to have him on again at 9 o'clock if you missed it. A lot of people fired up about his comment about it's a rebuild and saying he didn't mean it that way, he meant it this way and everything. And quarterbacks going forward. Suspension is a guy. By the way, it doesn't look good for Jeff Thomas. Just reading between the lines, it's not looking good for Jeff Thomas who got suspended. And then the kicking problem and all the other problems on the team, including a defensive score, special team score for Georgia Tech, who is the worst team in the ACC.
Right. It's a good way of saying it.
They were the worst team. Now you are. They beat you at home. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on, including, man, a nice story. And it's not, you know, we never get called to South Florida. Like, people always go, you never have any quarterbacks down here. We got three damn quarterbacks right now leading their team to number one in their division right now. Pretty darn good. Three guys, not one, not two, but three. We'll have that story for you when we come back. Right now, though. He ready.
Join 560 WQAM, the Joe, for the Canes pregame broadcast on 560 WQAM at Milam's Market in Coconut Grove this Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. Pick up everything you need for your tailgate and win WQAM street gear. That's Milam's Market this weekend coming up 8 to 11 a.m. on 560 The Joe, WQAM.
All right, we've got Manny Diaz going to join us at 9 o'clock. Joined us early this morning. Talked to him. Whew, after a rough loss with a lot of ugly parts to it. From kicking to special teams, guys wide open running for a punter, throwing a touchdown pass, and not a short one. I mean, a long one. Defensive score by Georgia Tech, who is really bad. I mean, going through a switch from triple option to normal football and stuck with all those triple option guys. Now we're like, where do I go now? All they do is cut block. So, anyway, they huge loss, and we'll see. Going forward, he's got a lot of other stuff going on with the quarterback situation. Jeff Thomas looks like he's just about out the door.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
And it's weird. He just had a 100-yard game. Yeah. Right? So I don't know.
90 minutes before kickoff, we get an email that Jeff Thomas is out. He'll be suspended for the game. Will not be. I mean, come on. Like, what the hell's going on with that guy?
Well, we've been through this with him once before. I mean, that was a wild off season. We thought he was enrolled at another school and then came back and gone and back and sits down with Manning. He's back and we're going to work with him. And he's obviously very high maintenance and very temperamental and not happy with the way he's being used or his numbers, which I'm guessing if you're a wide receiver outside of K.J. Osborne, you're not real happy with your numbers because they haven't been able to get any other receivers really going in this offense. I never seen anything like it. I really thought this year, even with a young offensive line, I just thought they were going to be able to get some. Even Jeff Thomas a couple years ago always seemed to have a big player. They had some big plays down the field, and their big chunk plays, they don't exist. Not around. And if Jeff Thomas isn't doing something, it's just not there. So that's one of the many areas of frustration on this football team. Defensively, giving up 200 yards, never good when your defense, which looks nothing like the last couple of years' defense. And then all the special teams problems from – and this goes on. This goes back to when Mark Richt was running special teams. They were terrible. But the kicking right now has hit a new low. I don't know, and Coach talking about these guys kick unbelievable in practice, and man, well, kicking in practice and kicking in front of the other team with a live rush and a stadium and people looking at you going, oh, no. And maybe they're feeling that bad vibe up there like, oh, no, nobody's got confidence. I'm going to make this. They've all got their fingers crossed. I'm going to make this or not. Anyway, we have now missed 6 field goals inside of 34 yards.
Jeez.
I just went we. I didn't even go to school there.
Ugh.
The Canes missed 6 field goals inside 34 yards at 2 extra points. Oh,
God, how does that even happen?
They're not kicking these in a road stadium in front of 100,000 screaming fans,
right,
though. Like, this is a home
house
game, and the stadium's not even full. Like,
what do you mean? Like the wind's not blowing? It's not
like
40 below
no
zero?
One, even they're booing. Like you're at home and you're missing these kicks.
I've always said, boy, those guys that kick up in the Northeast and November, December, and January. God bless them.
Yes. You know how hard that is? That wind?
I've seen that wind in Buffalo where these guys just rip it, and it goes up in the air, and it goes from 40. Is it going to make it? It's just good. And you're like, gosh, he ripped it.
Dan Carpenter.
Oh, no. They got Dan Carpenter was missing 4 and 5 extra points as soon as they moved. They moved the extra points, the NFL
That's
extra
it.
Point, and he was like, I got to get the hell out of here. I got
Dan
4
Carpenter,
or 5 years in.
He's the one that I always think of when it goes from Dolphins up to Buffalo and kicking in that stadium
well,
all year long.
That ball football will move when that wind's blowing and really blowing in those outdoor stadiums, especially like Buffalo. You got to adjust it, man. You got to start it left or start it right and bring it in and friggin' become a golfer, man, whether you're going to slice it or hook it, you know, and get it going.
Can you imagine if these UM kickers were the kickers in Pittsburgh?
Listen, this is the worst kicking we've
ever seen.
This is bad. It's got to be to a point. I mean, he's right, though. I do agree. And listen, Manny's going to get second guess for everything he's doing right now. But you got to look at those guys and go, look, here's the deal. If it's 30 yards or less, we're going to kick field goals. Like, you got to be able to make a majority of those. Like, all of them. I don't know what you're thinking, but you got to be able to make them.
At least 3 out of 4.
Give me
something.
They have missed, what, they had a breakdown. I mean, it's all over 30s, and they've missed 4 or 5 in the 20s. You miss a 27-yard field goal. I think you can kind of figure out where the ball is. It's not that far away. 10 of those yards are the end zone, just right. So you go. So 10 yards, and it's 7 yards from the snapper to the holder, and then throwing the other 10. That's it.
Joe, there's no excuse.
You're being greedy, Zach, asking for 3 of 4. All you needed was one.
Right. No, yeah. I know that, but you think about
just
kickers.
One.
Like, wasn't that guy that we were just
forget
talking about?
Forget 3 or 4. Just make one.
Like, when is he eligible? He's a junior in high school. Can you just bring him up now?
We got to call the high school coaches out there and say, how's he kicking right now? We'd like to – please tell us how he's kicking. Matter of fact, I was going to do it tomorrow, but if you want to do it today, since we did our high school football games over the weekend, if your kicker is really good inside of 35 yards, please let us know. what his percentage is, we'd like to know, because it's a guy we're going to be looking at, and recommend to Manny, like right away. So if you have somebody out there that's really straight, can kick him, and he's been real good. Now, if he sprayed a couple, he's out. Don't be lying to us, because we'll find out.
It's just a couple. That's all right.
No, we can't. Not in high school. He's got to be perfect in high school, and then as you work through it.
If you're a kicker in Dade, Broward, or Palm Beach right now, and you're kicking 80% or better, there's a really good chance you're getting a scholarship to UM.
Well, they got one set up for a couple years from now. But a
couple years from now? What are you going to do in those couple years? You have Hollywood go out there?
You keep losing, nothing.
Right.
You're not going to go for it.
No, he's just, Manny's got to get in a situation
where he's got to do something.
He's got to go in and say, hey, fellas, we're going for it. Everything, it's now aggressive. Fourth down, third, everything. Once we get in the 30, it's all four down territory. Everything. Inside the 35, 30-yard line, whatever. 50, what the hell?
Yeah, give us those percentages again. Remember the percentages? The two-point conversion percentage you gave us 2 weeks ago?
I know, but we're not talking two-point conversions, Zach.
Everything inside there. We're talking
field goals, man.
That's an extra point. That's a 17-yard field goal. We don't got guys that can kick that. You're 26 yards.
This is such a frustrating discussion,
by
the way.
I know it is.
You ever think you'd have this on?
We're not talking about Bubba.
Brutal.
Bubba didn't miss a 52-yarder to win.
Well, last year it was punting.
Right.
At least we've moved on to field goal kicking.
So go to Australia and get a kicker.
Well, yeah. I never thought when the season started for UM football that we should have known when he missed that first one. The demons were jumping all over his shoulder and jumping up the ladder right into his head. They start at the shoulder. They come out of the shoulder. They walk up right into the head on these kickers once they miss one or two. The NFL guy's a little stronger. You see the guys that survive, they miss one. Don't worry, I'll make the next nine. Vinatieri was a little rough, and he goes, don't worry, I'm not retiring. I'm good. I'm friggin' best of all time. I get it.
Adam Vinatieri's 100 years old. He's still kicking.
Look at all the kickers. Everybody picks up a kicker once a young guy starts, you know, spraying it everywhere. And the next thing you know is you pick up a 40-year-old kicker, and he goes, I can still kick. I don't want to kick the kickoff, so that's a little. Let the young guy let him do it.
He drains a 52-yard field goal for you.
So anyway, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Like we said, Manny Diaz will join us at 9:00. All kinds of news from the NFL and the World Series is set. Man, what a great way and what a great ending Saturday night. Half liquored up in my bed to watch those last couple innings. That was great stuff, including the way it ended, man.
Unless you're a Yankees fan.
Walk off homer. I'm not a Yankees fan.
I'm just saying, unless you're a Yankees fan. Yeah.
Yankees go down. And by the way, don't worry. The Yankees are already talking about going out to get Gerrit Cole.
Of course they are.
Who's going to be a free agent. But the matchups, man, Astros, Nationals, they have one thing in common. I don't know about everyday lineup, but one thing they have in common, they got a bunch of really good starting pitching, man. And if you like pitching, this World Series could be for you, starting with what, Cole and Scherzer? Verlander and Strasburg?
Yeah, it's good
matchups.
Are
you kidding me?
It is.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. That's some good stuff right there.
Yeah, the rebuild, probably taken out of context, the rebuild is a rebuild of our confidence. That's what we're rebuilding. And again, like I said, there's no concept of this year not being important, because if you look at the evidence on hand, like I mentioned, we're four plays away from being 7-0 and ranked. Who knows where we're ranked? Same kids, same everything, all the same plays, all the same mistakes, whatever. So it's too close and it's too there, and our guys understand that. However, there's no doubt that there is a confidence thing. We actually talked about coming off the Virginia game about finishing the way we did against Virginia. In this team, in terms of learning how to win games against anybody, against any competition. And that's the part that we're going through right now. That's the part as a coaching staff we continue to try to stress and improve on, something I've got to do better on to get our guys to that level to do what it takes to win week in and week out, because we can see how close that we are.
That was Manny Diaz. We'll have that for you coming up at 9:00. Manny talking about how close. Listen, it's true. Nobody wants to hear it right now when you've lost to some really bad teams in the ACC. You have. You've lost to – these aren't exactly Clemson that you're playing. You probably beat the second-best team. You can't beat anybody else in Virginia. So nobody really wants to hear we could easily be with one kick. Some of these games shouldn't be this close. That's a reason they're 18-point favorite for this game and weren't able to win. We got all kinds of stuff. We have Manny coming up here. We've also, folks, I just want to say this if you're just joining us. The Dolphins end up losing 31-21. They had a 14-9 lead for three quarters. They had two turnovers in the second half, end up being costly. To start the second half on a 10-minute drive, no points. Did everything right going down the field, a fake field goal, which I haven't seen one of those, and end up getting to the two-yard line. You're going, man, they're going to punch it in and go up two scores. This thing's going to get a little interesting if that's the case. But it didn't happen.
You
throw the interception and turn the ball over. Preston Williams fumbles it later. But that's the best this group overall for a game can play. This is it. That group, a lot of guys played well. A lot of guys played their best football. A lot. Defensively, they played the schemes. I thought both coaches, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, O'Shea and Graham, were tremendous. I love their play calling. Offensive line played so much better than I thought possible. When Daniel Kilgore was out, I thought they're done. And they played great. Fitzpatrick was unbelievable, handling everything, not getting sacked, moving around in the pocket for a 36-year-old guy, getting those guys ready to go. They were jumping up and down. There was no intimidation playing in front of that loud, crazy crowd right now. And Buffalo should be jacked up. They've only lost the one game. But they can't play any better. Like, ladies and gentlemen, that is getting the most out of your team, what you did, considering Xavier Howard, once again, he didn't play. I wish he would have. Could have helped a little bit on the one play. But overall, all those guys they put in, that's the best they can play. They had a bunch of cornerbacks playing. That have to be frontline guys. I thought Jamal Wiltz played great. Eric Rowe played great and made some plays. Needham was in. Ryan Lewis, we just signed him. He had to start from the Eagles. So you lose Christian Wilkins, so now you got two 300-pound guys and you're playing. I thought Cranberry Man was just fantastic. Vince Beagle was the Cranberry Man, as we like to call him. Mine was with vodka Saturday night.
Yep.
But I got to tell you, he was unbelievable. He played, I don't know if you saw him, he lined up over the center. He was playing nose tackle. 240-something pounds.
I mean, ridiculous.
So they were making plays and running around, and when they did give up a play, they came right back, and he blitzed. And I mean, I was sitting up there going, man, this is the best they can play. This is by far the best they played on a team was supposed to smoke them. And they're like, hell no, we ain't going away. So that's it. That's all the horsepower we had. We ran the race. We got the most out of our engine. That's it.
Now you got Pittsburgh coming up on Monday night.
Yeah, you got Pittsburgh Monday
night. Monday night football gets to watch the Dolphins.
Not sure they knew what the game plan was when they put that schedule together
no
and gave
chance.
Us a Monday night game.
Oh,
but
if ESPN could flex that game out to be a 1 o'clock game, they'd do it in a second.
But I just thought yesterday, man, I got no problems with what those guys did. That Bills defense has been really good, and they had some nice drives and went 10 minutes to start the second half, 10 minutes, and we got guys jumping up making plays now. They weren't making those plays early. Now you got Parker making them, Williams making them, Gesicki making them. Walton's running great. He's like – Walton apparently has just said, hey, Kenya, man, I'm sorry whatever problems you're having. I want to be the starter. I'm going to keep playing. So, coach, because, you know, and Balazs and everything.
Six carries for Drake, though. What the hell's going on there? It wasn't like it was a 40-point game and you couldn't run the ball anymore.
Well, I'm still not so sure.
And like, I don't know what's going on with Drake.
I guess it counts on what's going to happen. Well, Walton has played. You got to give it to Walton, man. He started with a 19-yard run. He's following his blocks. He's got a real good feel. He got a ton of confidence right now. Guy getting another shot and taking advantage of it with new coaches. But Kenyon and Balazs, I wouldn't give up on him. I'd keep him. This is a long season. I'd like to keep them all there and happy if you can. I don't know what the status is for Kenyon right now. The trade deadline still got a little bit of time before you have to make a decision there. But I just want everybody to know, man, that's the best I got right there. I just gave you my best shot. Offensive line, that's the best they can play. Even though a couple guys even during the game had to go out and you brought in some more dudes you didn't know and everything else. That was it. Gesicki all of a sudden's made three sick catches in the middle of the field with guys. You just got to throw it to him. When he's running down the middle of the field, you just got to throw it up where he can just go get it because he's got his confidence finally and he's playing a lot better. Made a catch even on a blitz where they threw it up and he jumped over everybody and got the first down. But
that's what we're expecting to see from him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's everything, all the teases in camp the last 2 years. Well,
I don't want to see him just run in the flats for a 1 yard or no.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
O-yard gain that he did with the last coach who just got old. Like, oh, Gesicki caught it. And you go, oh, no gain. Oh, 1 yard. That's no good. Running a route for 1 yard or no yard. And now he's running routes down the field right, to getting him where they should get him.
Four targets, four catches.
First time for a long time we've run down the numbers, and we got a big guy to throw to with the safeties cheating on the outside with the two big receivers. And I got to tell you, Preston Williams, he had the big mistake at the end. He's got a chance. He's got a chance to be a big-time number one receiver. And by the way, Devontae Parker's got 3 touchdowns quietly.
I know.
On this group.
Waking up a little bit.
Went out after and made a play and got into the end zone yesterday. I'm telling you, man, I was like writing names down going, damn, this is kind of fun. Raekwon, some more plays. And so overall, it was who were those guys? And damn, they're playing really good. It's good team stuff and a great game plan. So those guys are starting to get the game plan a little bit on both sides of the football. And then yesterday for South Florida, man, you know, for years, Zach, we are known down here. We didn't have like, oh, there's a lot of skilled players that come out of South Florida, but they never have quarterbacks. Those guys just can't play. They're just athletes. They're not quarterbacks. And along comes Lamar Jackson, Teddy Bridgewater, and Jacoby Brissett, all starting. And the reason I bring it up, not just starting, but leading all their teams to first place in their division right now. Baltimore in first place, New Orleans in first place, and the Colts now 4-2 lead that real tough division, which, by the way, is wide open. Those four teams.
Oh, anyone could.
I don't even count Jacksonville out at this point.
No, win here, 2-game winning streak right now to put you on top of that division. And Lamar Jackson, by the way, Baltimore wins that division and gets the a bye week or whatever it is in the AFC. Now the KC's down a little bit. Lamar Jackson has to 100% be in that MVP talk. He's going to get himself right up there if they keep winning games.
I agree. He's been a great story. He could rush for 1,000, but he's not, Zach. The 0 and 1 touchdown passes, even though their offense and what they want to use him for is more running, they've decided to go more. It's very obvious to me, and the colder it gets, the more they're going to do it. They got Lamar running. They're all in on him running the ball now. It's not that thing you saw against the Dolphins in the opener where he drops back and has 25 years to throw. That's done. They're going to have Lamar getting the ball, take off running, 14 carries, 116. If he stays healthy, he's going to go way over 1,000 yards. And they're going, we'll throw for 100 to 150, maybe 200 yards, move the chains that way, and we're going to run like we did last year and win that division. They're now 5-2. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have a little Manny Diaz there. We'll talk to Manny about really disappointing loss, and I'm being very nice about that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.